Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, and proudly the note of the trumpet is sounding. Loudly the war cries arise on the gale. Fleetly the sea pile of Swilly is bounding to join the six squadrons on Samar's green vale. On every mountaineer, strangers to flight of fear, rush to the standard of dauntless red hue. Banner and gallows glass, thrown from each mountain pass, onward for Erin O'Donnell of Booth. Princely O'Neill to our aid is advancing, with many a chieftain and warrior clan. A thousand proud steeds in his vanguard are prancing neath the Borderer's brave from the banks of the band. Many a heart shall quail under its coat of mail. Deeply the merciless bowmen shall rue when on his ear shall ring, borne on the breeze's wing, Tyrconnell's dread war cry, O'Donnell of Blue. Wildly or Desmond the war wolf is howling, fearless the eagle weeps over the plain. The fox in the streets of the city is prowling, and all who would conquer them are banished or slain. On with O'Donnell then, fight the good fight again. Sons of Tyrconnell are valiant and true. Make the proud Saxons feel Erin's avenging steel. Strike for your countrymen, O'Donnell of Booth.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. God bless everybody's ancestors. So, we have torture and Obama, the teenage president. We'll go into the teenage president in part two. Let's go to torture. CIA John Brennan, came out today. Irish Catholic boy whose parents are from Roscommon, Ireland. And it is rumored that when he served in Saudi Arabia, he converted to Islam. He's the first Irishman I know that ever converted to Islam. I don't doubt that there's a second one, but I don't think you'll find a third or a fourth. And so it's good to know that you have a Muslim heading up the CIA. And he did a Hail Fellow WellNet speech, and he praised the CIA and said, we've made a few mistakes. And so he made a few sacrifices to the god Obama. And he said everything that was done wrong was done under Bush. And everything that's been done right, like appeasing terror, has been done under Obama. Obama has lost the entire Middle East. How can he compare Bush to Obama? So I just want to give you, you know, everybody says, oh, the outrage. They made them take their pants off and get into a pyramid in the Abu Ghraib torture. It was torture. And the Bowsy Wowsy came out and growled at them. These guys that were rounded up were killing. They were using women and children as shields. All of a sudden, we give them 3 squares a day. We put them in a prison with a roof over their head and blankets, and we are torturers. We made them build a nude pyramid. And not only that, but they made me stand on a chair, and they hung a portable radio near my belly button. Of course, when Bush and Cheney found out, as it was described in the Communist New York Times, they were shocked. Shocked and appalled. So they went right to the root of the problem. They went to the woman general who was in charge. And they said, you better get out of here because you're going to make the women mad. And we don't want to look like we're oppressing women generals who are in charge of Abu Ghraib torture. So she did 23 skidoo, and then they found a couple of privates, and they gave them 15 years in prison. Yeah, you know, here, take a little of this. No pension. Yeah, no benefits. Your health care is canceled unless you get sick in prison. You can see the prison doctor. Yes, and we have, could you pass that Pontius Pilate finger bowl over here? And we wash our hands clean. And we're looking good because, after all, the Republican Party is above sin. Yeah. But those Democrats, who are the Democrat Party is no more. It's now the Communist Party. So let's go back to a torture scenario. The CIA used torture after 9/11. Boo-hoo. And a chief of the CIA who was responsible for torture said it was good that we did it. And it paid off. And his name was Jose. He was a Latino. So, what are you going to say? Something anti-Latino about Jose? Are you going to be a racist? See, we can play that communist game, too. So, I'm with Jose all the way. And never forget what Shakespeare said. All is fair in love and war. Let me say it again. All is fair in love and war. And if you've ever loved a woman to the point where you can't not to be with her, and somebody comes in and is taking your action, you have to defend your right to love. So all is fair in love and war. So I'm going to give you a scenario, all you peaceniks and kumbaya singers out there, that would rather see 10 million Americans die than be smeared as offensive. Yeah. Here's scene one. The person you love the most is in the hands of a Muslim terrorist. That person that you love is buried in a plastic bag under the ground with 5 minutes of air left. Sitting across from you is the Muslim who put your loved one there, and he's laughing at you. He also knows that your loved one is 2 minutes away from where he buried them. You have a pistol. Sitting next to the laughing terrorist is his communist-founded ACLU lawyer with a 1-foot-high stack of rights and legislation he intends to read. Now, get ready for the big question. Drum roll. My question is, after you shoot the lawyer, what do you do next? You got 3.5 minutes left. Compliments of the Spirit of America Party Radio Show .com 911, we forget nothing. I'm going to play you America the Beautiful, not America the Bombed. Do you think the president is going through his terrible teens right now? Remember when your junior turned 13, he rebelled. Whatever you liked, he hated. He became an embarrassment. If you expected him to display some decorum, he would turn you off. You were ashamed to be seen with him. Whenever he spoke, you shuddered. But you knew he was acting out, maybe to show his independence or defiance. His friends were raunchier than he was. Not to worry, your friends told you he'll grow out of this. Every parent has seen this tribal initiation into maturity, boys or girls. But why must we see it in a 50-year-old president now after we gave him the keys to the car and the house? The other night he played a talk show host. We were in the middle of a war and we got a president playing a talk show host. Oh, yeah, war. Yes, I forgot to tell you. Anybody from 1 to 13 doesn't know what we're talking about because they weren't around when we got hit. And, of course, from 14 to 20, would they have the most 6 years of experience in 911 war? See that new weapon we got? $40 billion we spent on it? What is it? It's a laser gun. They say after you start shooting it, it works out to 89 cents a shot. Okay, I hope they have a laser gun to find IEDs and detonate them before they blow our buddies' legs off. That's the laser gun I want to see. So, for the last 6 years, our president has been playing naughty teenager. We sent him to meet foreign leaders and put his best foot forward, being the ambassador from the country he was elected to serve. Instead, he became an embarrassment to the American people. He apologized to Germany for winning World War II. He told Putin once he wins reinfection, he will be more flexible. He bowed to the king of Saudi Arabia and the emperor of Japan, but he wouldn't even curtsy to the queen of England. He gave her a CD of his speeches and returned the bust of Winston Churchill. Then he went on safari to Africa and took an entire aircraft carrier task force group with him. Submarines, destroyer escorts, tin cans. Yeah, 400 planes, unbelievable. He was discovered to have said, when it comes down to Islam versus the USA, he's with Islam. And then he turned Gitmo terrorists loose, overturned the sentences of drug dealers in jail and put them back out on the streets. Then he asked the Netanyahu of Israel to leave by the White House, a back door. Yeah, just make a right and right go past the garbage. Welcomed the Turkish prime minister and made combat-ready Marines hold umbrellas over him and the minister. He never took the 911 call from Benghazi. And to this day, America doesn't know where he was. He was absent without leave. And he left 4 Americans to die. As commander-in-chief, he showed cowardice in the face of the enemy. 29 in the Uniform Code of Military Justice. The commander on the battlefield is subject to a firing squad if he shows cowardice in the face of the enemy. And it's not only cowardice. He abandons his post. So, Hillary Clinton, his Secretary of State, faked a blood clot and never took her 3 a.m. phone call. And Dempsey and Panetta aided in the cover-up. Panetta has connections to a group that is a allegedly a communist front group. It is called the Institute for Policy Studies. And according to some people, allegedly, it is run by the KGB. Maybe we should look into that. We can ask the Department of Justice to do it. Maybe we got to Google it. Maybe we'll get lucky at Googling. Having lost the entire Middle East to ISIL, he licks the sandals of Iran and gives them Israel. He creates the Arab cell phone spring, and CNN films the rape of their female reporter in Cairo. As Anderson Cooper escapes by the skin of his ass, he loses a complete SEAL team. This is Mr. President. He loses a complete SEAL team in a politically correct assault in Afghanistan, where he allowed the Afghani troops to disembark the helicopter and allowed different Afghani troops to board the helicopter without putting them on a manifest. Yes, we were in a hurry. Hurry up and die. Okay. So he lost a complete SEAL team in a politically correct assault in Afghanistan. Here's the one that gets me. His losses of 2,347 Americans, and I got to stop and say this, watching John Brennan on the Moor, who now John Brennan is a Moor. Yeah, he's a Moor. M-O-O-R. That means like a Moroccan Muslim, I believe. We're watching John Brennan say, we lost 2,800 people at the World Trade Center. No, John, you're not counting the 200 unborn babies, those pro-life babies who died with their pro-life mothers. And you can rest assured on that day, everybody was pro-life. So, let us not discard the LLP babies, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. Their names should be on that monument right next to their mothers' names. Those families that lost a pregnant daughter should name the child she was carrying and put that child's name on the 911 memorial monument. A child has every right to be there. It died with its mother. They went to heaven together. That child should be remembered and not discarded by the communist, formerly the Democrat Party, the party with no kids. He loses a complete SEAL team. His losses of 2,347 Americans in Afghanistan is five times greater than Bush's eight-year term, 461. This president, you see the Taliban attacks that are now taking place? This isn't the winter. They're supposed to be tapering off in the winter. They're not tapering off. They're gearing up. By springtime, they will be full-fledged. And this president is going to have a skeleton crew there to hold them off. And then they're going to get out speech 328 expressing shock and outrage of what the Taliban did and how many GI heads they cut off live on TV. And when that day happens, if this guy is not impeached in 24 hours, you're going to hear a roar in this country you never heard before. Pray to God that scenario and never becomes real. But he is losing he has lost the entire Middle East to ISIL, Hezbollah, Taliban, et al. Where else are we here? All 461 that Bush lost were listed in the communist media, the Times. And I watched, get a question. Now I'm listening for the names of the questionnaires. Reuters, Associated Press, those two people, those are left-wing outfits. they hate this country. Wall Street Journal wasn't bad, but it was softball questions. Hello, John. Hi, Mary. How are you? I hope you enjoy your retirement, Mary. Yes, John. John, I have two questions. What were the two questions they asked President Pinocchio pants? Boxes or briefs? How's that? This guy's taken the lives of 320 million people in his hands. And they're asking this candidate for the highest office in the land, the man that takes an oath, his only job is to defend the American people, not to get rich on the job. His only job is to protect the American people. And the only question that college a journalist can ask him is boxes or briefs. And that's why we're going to get our little heinies kicked on the next go-around. And you better pray that the next go-around isn't nuclear. And those mullahs are getting real close to doing the nuclear merengue. So, where were we? I said that already. All 461 under Bush were listed in the communist media by name, age, hometown, and their moms got a mic in the face before her national treasure ever arrived home in a flag-draped coffin. That 40 Democrat senators and 8 rhinos voted to burn 40 days before 9/11, the Flag Desecration Act. The Democrats voted entirely to a man, and the only one that didn't vote to burn the flag was the one that voted to kill kids. The one that just came out and accused the CIA today. The one from California. Her name will come to me in a minute. Okay, let's see what we got here. The communist community activist orders the presses. So the 2,347 Americans are cleverly listed as NATO troops to be identified later. Later never comes. Finally, 4 Americans make the press under the headline, and this was the headline, Ambassador Chris Stevens and 3 others. The other 3, their names weren't even worth printing. Ambassador Chris Stevens and 3 others killed by a video that insults Democrat Communist Islam. The real headline is Ty Hughes, Glenn Doherty, Sean Smith call for help to save the ambassador, and all they got was a fast, busy signal followed by a phone that goes dead, but the line is still open. As fast as the cover-up of cowardice in the face of the enemy and a communist stand-down order. That's what they did. And it was a fast cover-up. No American serving this country would abandon a fellow American. Unless your name is Bo Birdcall and you're a private, and Obama for abandoning your brothers, your band of brothers, and hanging out with the Haqqani network for 5 years, wearing a sidearm, and training terrorists, you can get promoted to sergeant by the president, who puts American heroes in Fort Leavenworth under charges of premeditated murder on the battlefield, and submits those of Americans to a court-martial judged by 6 inexperienced officers who have no combat experience. And they'll sentence that American who signed up to avenge 9/11. They'll give him 15 years in jail, force his wife and kids to sell their house, and moved from Alaska to Fort Leavenworth to be close to daddy. and take away all their benefits, even though the wife and the kids are innocent. And so is the guy rotting in jail, but he's been convicted by politically correct communists. And it's sad. And they should open up all of those cases that had charges of premeditated murder and have new hearings with combat officers. So, finally, four Americans. And the phone goes dead. As fast as the cover-up of cowardice in the face of the enemy and a communist stand-down order, and no American would ever abandon a fellow American. Only a communist would, activist would give a stand-down order. In American schools that once had a prayer, a flag, and the SSB, the Star-Spangled Banner, every kid was taught, if at first you don't succeed, try again. And today, after sex class for the fifth grade, kids are taught, if at first you don't succeed, here's a trophy, smoke some weed. Now that we covered international communist community activism, let us turn inward. Hang in there 1 second. I'll give you a tune. I come back, I'll tell you what he has done internally to our great nation. And we'll do a little Katrina Valente.
Do you ask me, corazón?
Okay, so let's turn inward and see what's going on inside the nation. Jimmy from Brooklyn called me yesterday. He was watching Jorge, the white Mexican, interviewing the executive order president. They were discussing white privilege. When was the first time you heard the expression white privilege? After Ferguson? A year ago? 2 years ago? Jimmy says the Communist Underground has been using it for at least 15 years. Now it is time to bring it to the surface as a tool to call for more affirmative action. He uses as an example a Chinese family coming to the USA would be entitled to affirmative action for what the white Brits did to the Chinese during the Opium Wars. And to think, we threw the white Brits out for a tea tax. Speaking of Mexican privilege, have you noticed there is more terrorism in Mexico than in Iraq and buried from one school? Rooms full of torsos, missing arms, heads, and legs? It almost looks like a Democrat abortion clinic. Only these babies are adults. Democrat chop shops in the abortion capital of the USA, now New York City and state, do not yet put baby heads on street corners like the narco-terrorist Mexican government. You're not going to tell me it's narco-terrorists only doing this kind of damage. They got partners, baby. Money makes bad partners. So the Democrats aren't putting the heads out on the street corners because they need the heads to collect U.S. government bounty, which is about $300 a head. The bounty money is hidden in grants, and I'm sure other Mickey Mouse apparatus. I liked it better when the communist government paid farmers not to grow corn instead of not to grow kids. The communist community activist has declared war on patriotism. He denies 501c status to any organization with the word patriot in it or Tea Party in it, yet gives 501c status to CARE and communist front groups. He attacks the entire Southland, denies the offshore drilling on the entire East Coast, forces deep well oil rigs to relocate to Brazil, lends the corrupt government of Brazil money to drill for oil they sell to China, therefore destroying incomes of millions of Americans. In addition, he seizes one-sixth of the economy for his party under the guise of health care for stupid people. Using his EPA and IRS Gestapo, the Communist Party, formerly known as the Democrat Party, in collusion with the Communist Bureau of Land Management, attack every farmer, fisherman, merchant, small business, entrepreneur, and manufacturer, driving them off the land, stealing their cattle, limiting their catches. Between the fines and permit taxes, they fail to protect the endangered species. The American taxpayer. Comes the Muslims. If a church speaks out against communism, they immediately muzzle the preachers and the cardinals with the threat of no tax-exempt status for people of God. You know, the God that had a son? Having muzzled the churches using the communist-founded ACLU, who wrote the unwritten law, separation of church from state, no such communist law. It is the separation of church and state, meaning don't mess with religion. After a failed attempt to seize all the guns in the country, a clear violation of the Second Amendment, which guarantees the First Amendment, they turn on the U.S. military at the same time using riffraff to attack and demean the role of police officers, tying their hands and feet in order to drive the most talented out of the profession. They also do the same thing to the military. Meanwhile, in communist-run universities, including Catholic ones, Communist stunt makers are creating incidents like in Georgetown, a Catholic Jesuit university overrun by communists, led by Sandra Fluke, who demanded free condom machines over their headboards. I bet today she's a Democrat candidate for office. Now, as their hero Stalin said, it is time to brainwash the children. Helicopter moms, you better have a big helicopter. You better have, what's the one that has the most firepower? You better have a warthog. Starting with, that's not a helicopter, but it'll do the job. And starting with Communist Common Core and less English-speaking children. And they're planning to use American kids to teach the illegal children how to speak Spanish because their Spanish is very weak. So they're going to use English, well, they're teaching Spanish to help the illegal immigrant kids who are a ploy. There's no difference between an illegal immigrant child being used to obtain a communist objective. There's no difference between that child being used and a child being held up to make sure that American forces don't shoot at the Al-Qaeda behind the child. It's the same tactic. Having reduced, let me see what this says here. Can you say amigo? Can you say no tengo dineros por Obama phone? Having reduced, and tonight they're having a fight. Elizabeth Warren is throwing a monkey wrench in the final chapter of the budget, and she's calling for what the Republicans did last time. And Nancy Pelosi is going along with her. So it's going to get interesting. It might be a Hollywood set. And Hollywood is calling Brad Pitt's wife a brat, a spoiled brat. They're all spoiled brats. At least she does some decent things for people. So we give Angela Jolie a pass, an American pass. I think she does something for African kids and kids in trouble. She might have a good heart, which is hard to find in Hollywood. Having reduced the military to combat ineffectiveness, notice the communists stopped saying we are stretched too thin. Remember they were working up that mantra? Oh, yeah, we're stretched too thin. We can't fight another war. Why is that? Have they reached their goal? Or they just don't want to wake up the stupid people? When in your lifetime did you ever hear a GI fighting to win and stay alive being charged with premeditated murder on the battlefield? We just covered that. How old is that rule of engagement? Who brought that? Who introduced that idea? And why is he or she not in front of a firing squad? Every GI rotting in Fort Leavenworth on those charges should be given a new trial tomorrow. Nobody will ever talk about this. They're gone. They're forgotten. They're part of the walls and the bars and the cells. This time, no judge can sit in judgment without personal combat experience. The families of those convicted should receive military benefits because they were found innocent. Little sidebar, picked it up in a conversation tonight. Police departments, and one in particular in my hometown, they're gearing up. They're gearing up for a terrorist attack. And the proof of the pudding is they're paying overtime for additional training, which they don't like to do. So, just in case, we get a little Christmas surprise. You've been warned. My mission tonight is to make you aware of the freedoms you have lost. Ask your grandparents. Do I have the same freedoms you inherited from your parents? Now that gas is dropping, teenage rebel in the White House wants to tax it back up and pocket the difference. Notice how he spends on Ebola in the USA. Three people were treated for Ebola, and they all came from Africa. Couldn't we give the Ebola money, I think it's $80 million, maybe $40 million? Or is it billion? I get them mixed up, millions, billions. Could we give the Ebola money to our troops so they don't have to pay the $5 increase on cigarettes at the commissary? We have a runaway president, a runaway government, and a runaway country. Tonight, the new budget law says rich people can contribute up to $1 million to elect communists. I say reduce government spending by 80%, reduce government size by 80%, no lobbies, one term per termite, not 12 years, one term per termite, four or six, that's it, and bring back to the draft. The largest champagne contribution maximum from anybody, is $1. You can only buy a politician with $1. Oh, they'll get around it. Well, let's catch them and we'll put them all in jail. I know people that say they should be allowed 4 years in office followed by 4 years in jail. We have a golden opportunity right now to improve the entire country's economic position, rich and poor alike. We have been given a golden ticket to grow quickly and rebuild our nation. We will have a small window time to manufacture all our own goods, sell to the most prosperous market in the world, ourselves. The housing boom is about to start. We could see 2% mortgages and no inflation. The oil price is our way out of the depression. Tell me you're not depressed at what is in your pocket. I spoke to two middle-aged working moms tonight. One had $3 in her pocket, the other had two. Tomorrow is payday. The one with three gave her friend a half a buck, saying now we have $2.50 each. How does this sound? No city, no state, no federal taxes, over 40 hours a week. After you've worked 40 hours, whether you got one job, two jobs, three jobs, as soon as you hit 40 hours, everything over 40 hours is yours to keep. Make it work. The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party of tax slavery. You can't believe that. You don't even know what the word communist means. The Rhino Party is now the Democrat Party, and the only party that wants you free is the people of the T. The communists have labeled them racist Klansmen. Nancy Pelosi created a communist stunt at a Tea Party rally. She said someone called her an N-lover. Breitbart offered $100,000 for video proof, and no one took the money. Hang in there a second. Another communist stunt is to place a fellow communist in a Tea Party rally wearing a Tea Party shirt and shouting racist Nazi Soviet slogans, then using the video to destroy a good people. To see how he works to Crimea and Donetsk. All communist stunts and communist troops. And now he's sending in Chechen bloody Muslims to commit atrocities. We can pay off our national debt in two boom years. Don't you want to keep more of what you make? We can make ourselves rich, and then we can take care of others. But if we are weak, we can't help anybody. And remember this. If we fall, who will take us in? Nobody. But there'll be people that want to take us out. So having said that, got a few questions for the president. Mr. President, where were you tonight that the Benghazi people called begging for help?
You can't touch this. can't touch this. I can't touch this.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, how's that blood clot coming that you got after Benghazi and didn't testify until you walked out the door home free, covered up? How did you get away with that?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Harry Reid, why did you sit on over 250 bills passed by the Congress and never let one get to President Obama's desk?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. I'm not warmed up enough. Okay, we got something to help the guys out tonight. I understand that some of you guys are in trouble. You've been taking these performance enhancing pills in for the bedroom activities, and they're not working. And why aren't they working? Why aren't they working? You could tell us. Oh. Your wife changed them for M&Ms? Well, perk up. We've got something that's going to help you. And all it is music and a little costume. You're going to get a pair of musketeer boots, and you're going to wear a Speedo, and you're going to have a musketeer hat with a big feather in it and a cape that says M&Ms on it. And we're going to give you some music to excite the movement and the moment. And as you enter the boudoir, this is what will be behind you, backing you up. This is what will be behind you, backing you up. Okay, what happened? Got cut off? All right, no problem. We're going to do one last blog. Parents angry after school tells 13-year-olds they can have sex and choose the gender they want to have sex with. And, of course, everybody's outraged about that. And here's one comment. As long as government has a near monopoly on education, this problem won't get solved. We have to privatize the schools to enable us to choose the schools and classes we want our children to attend. We need to be calling for get government out of the way. They're not going to do that. The government is too strong. They're already taking over 1/6 of the economy with health care. It's only a matter of time before they take over. This is bigger than a mafia takeover. At least the mafia would let you keep something. This government intends to leave you with nothing. You can't believe that. What you just watch, you're going to be testifying at a religious ceremony. There is a solution, and it's coming. I can see it. I can smell it. Can't you? Internet education. And then for all of those kids that couldn't go to Catholic school because their parents didn't have the money, there's going to be free education, and it's going to be religious education. And every religious denomination, Lutherans, whatever, they're going to have internet education. And the schools are going to be in big trouble. And they'll have classes as small as 5 or 10 kids in a neighborhood just going to somebody's house and doing a preschool. And I worry the most about the youngest because those are the ones the communists can't wait to get their hands on. And destroy their little minds, destroy their innocence, and turn them into pawns of the devil. And that's the ones, helicopter moms, protect your children. You listen carefully when those teachers are talking to your kids. And you cross-examine your kids about what they are learning. I'm closing with the Christmas tune, A White Christmas tune.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and bells in the snow, the snow. So then I am dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days, may your days be merry and bright.
Jingle, jingle, jingle all the
Here's some late-breaking news from the Washington Times. $1.1 trillion spending bill passes House after pleas from Obama and GOP leaders. I'm going to do the Oscars. I got to do clips of all these phony actors that are running the government. And we should have Oscar awards for guys like John Boehner. Yes, for his role pretending to be a congressman. Yep. Have a nice night, folks. We will meet again, God willing.